Good morning. Thank you.
So a little bit of a abbreviated agenda this morning before we get into our strategic plan session. So we need to go ahead and officially get started with roll. Let's start over here on my left. Chris Wilkes.
Taylor Phelan.
Vaughn Daniel.
Ginger Hayes.
Toby.
Amy Pyatt.
And
Matt Hamilton. Doug Wilmar. It's Hardy making notes.
He's making notes.
All right, so two tardies is an absence.
Really?
Well, it's we don't have an official spot for it, but before we get into minutes, which you can be reviewing, City Liaison Report.
Okay, so lots of exciting things happening at the city, and some of I will touch on in our conversation today, but notably, the council approved the airport bond referendum measure on Tuesday, so that means there will be a referendum on the ballot in May. It's pretty exciting stuff. That also means, we talked about this before, there'll be a lot of information coming out over the next few months, and maybe, Andrew, at our next Main Street Board meeting, we can give a little brief presentation so that you guys are all fully aware of what is included in that bond measure. Randy, do you have anything additional to add on the city side today?
No, I'm in the meeting.
City Hall will be complete later this fall.
Yeah, like tomorrow.
I just like to throw out unrealistic construction completion deadlines for East McKinney.
Well,
so what we do over there.
We are, I know, right? Story of our lives. So obviously, and I think it's all construction projects, our infrastructure work as well. It's hard. It's hard for all construction to stay on track. That said, there's a lot of moving at City Hall. They've got parking lots in, they're pouring piers.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a day off that's happening over there. So, as it stands, we're still optimistic, but we're realistic.
It's a big project. Yes. No, they're doing good. But
seeing it flatten like that, you really see how large it actually is.
Yeah. Big project. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, housekeeping, if we would review minutes, and I'm looking for a motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting.
Motion. Second.
Will second from Mr. Schwalz. All in favor approving the minutes from January? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Great. That will lead us to financial details.
You got the financials in the packet, so you've got a lot of information that's come in the last couple of days on your email. Most of that is for discussion today. For the financials for this time, you can review. Nothing particularly stood out. We remained in a very strong cash position. And the projects are ongoing, so we still have some stuff in the middle. We did receive some of the funds in the last 30 days from reimbursement that is shown on there. Any questions on financials? I think we'll go through most of that as we go through the rest of the year. Andrew, anything to add?
No, we received a lot of our outstanding items for home for the holidays and Christmas too.
I appreciate the much larger text on the P&L.
It gets smaller.
It gets smaller over time. Some more account columns are added, but we do think. I'll just say this real quick. We see some of the big text here. We do have a way to check off which ones are actually shown on this P&L. So as a event completes and there's no more activity, we will uncheck that for the reports and only look at the ones that are ongoing, right? So the totals will not add, right? Because we're hiding columns, so don't be looking at the total, but we'll simply show the active ones that are engaged.
I do want to big round of applause to Chris for working on each individual task. So he did a lot of work on that. So he sent out an email yesterday showing kind of the last 5 years for each event class that we have. So it's really useful information. Please take a look.
Which I have printed a copy if anybody wants to see it, but it is by event that we have for the full P&L, so you can see each one compared to the overall together.
Awesome. Chamber awards are?
24th.
24th?
Yep, so do you want to give a quick update on that?
Yeah, so our number one just too humble, just would not, just didn't feel like she could receive the award. Threatened to cut the tires of her car, all kinds of things. But she would not come and receive her award. She just graciously declined, and we knew that might be the case. So that was already taken care of. So we will be giving our award to the backup. And, that will be happening. So nothing notified.
Yep.
The award is
yep.
ordered, properly engraved, and we have, what, how many seats do we have? Are there seats available?
So we have one table, so we have 8 total seats. And please, I think we only have 4 slots right now. We have staff that would be interested in going if not all board members are going to attend. But please do, at the end of the meeting, touch base with Heidi if you're interested in going to the chamber.
Anything else before we turn over to the strategic session?
Updates from CDC or?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, the M groups.
Oh, it's not on there.
It's so not on here.
That's my fault.
Go, we're skipping that. Mr. Warner, I see you first here. We were going to go clockwise, so long time no see, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll keep it short for you guys. I know y'all have a long day. We've had several things over the past month where we're working with Main Street, so always excited to continue that partnership. We're looking at some social media influencer partnerships and influencer fan tour. We're actually going to try to bring in 30-plus influencers and parade them around McKinney and give them just kind of a VIP experience. So
if you didn't know what a fan tour was,
there
either.
It is.
I didn't know what it was either.
You,
so
each of you still have time to create your Instagrams and apply to be on the tour. So, but no, that's going to be a neat opportunity to try to get some additional eyes on the community. A couple of big events that have popped up here recently. Community Leaders of America is a conference that will be coming to town in May. That's mostly mayors and people that are in leadership across the country. They're staying in downtown. They've booked out the entire Grand for the conference and then overflow at the Sheraton. So Andrew and I are working with them on a few activities. We should see some a lot of people in the community. Also, at the junior college, so NJCAA D1 tennis championship will be held at the courts in McKinney, starting the day after the Byron. So that 2 weeks in McKinney is just going to be packed with people. So we're excited about that and working on all those details. But other than that, all good. Excited to be here.
Good morning, everybody. Deborah Bradford, MCDC, with our report. We've got 13 promotional and community event grants that we approved. Total amount was $77,370. One was left off of the agenda that we approved at a separate meeting. It was for $14,000. So some of those events include the Empty Bowls event that we do with St. Peter's and in partnership with CLC. In addition to that, we've got Marching Made Music, which is a new one. I'm really excited about those guys. I don't know if y'all saw the production at the, some of you saw it at the McKinney High School, not the high school, the new stadium. And they have high school kids come from all over and they do this really cool band production and it's sold out. So, and they only sold a certain number of tickets last time, so they're looking to sell out the whole stadium coming up this time. So that's pretty exciting. The Ovation Academy was another one. So there's a list. They do the Shakespeare production. And so we did, again, 13 of those, one plus one on the following Monday that we approved. The Tufts project continues to be going along. There's been a few delays due to the rain. Some other things that have had to be overcome. So I encourage you to watch the last CDC board meeting after we came out of executive session if you want to hear about budget and those types of things. But in the meantime, the projected date is April the 30th for the opening. They're working on securing a TCO I don't know if that's been finalized yet, for a temporary certificate of occupancy for March 13th so they can begin brewing the beer. And so, and then open the other parts of the site in phases. All right. I do good, Kim?
Well, over to our isolated table, segregated from the rest of us because they had to. Superior intellect and social standing.
This is like a sad table, right? So that's a good table. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Want to thank you for giving a little extra of your time today. We already know that you give a lot of your time, which is outside your day-to-day life, your work, your family, everything, to help out downtown McKinney. And today we're asking for an extra hour, so we really appreciate that. Andrew and I today are going to be leading you through, we called it a strategic planning session. It's really a refresh and a recharge of the work that we did last year. It's short, right? We're going to have you out of here by 10:30. That means it's going to be pretty fast-paced. So while it's informal and we want to have great discussions, there might be times that I say, okay, guys, we have to move on to the next thing to meet our timeline to make sure we get out of you in time, get out of here in time. What I want to do first is acknowledge that, like, planning a day like today and even all of the board meetings and all the things we do takes a lot more than just Andrew and I. So all the Main Street staff, stand up out of your chair right now. So this crew is integral. Give them a big round of applause. Today as we move through everything. So housekeeping, there is food. It looks scary because it's at the front of the room and no one wants to be that person that comes up while I'm talking to take an orange. Please come up and take an orange. Or if you want, I'll bring one over to you. This is, as much as we have sort of a block of things to get through, it is meant to be kind of informal. So if you need, you run out and use the restroom, we do have a break plan, but definitely come up, get the coffee, make sure you're caffeinated, get the food. So, Since we were remote, did I not turn it on? I have a problem. Or you can just admit it. Okay. So here's what we're going to do.
We can stop this, right?